step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
It's the Vert Show.
You could say boo.
Oh, no, that's just nasty.
I want to see if we can get you guys on the phone. Because Jeff was just talking about this poor guy, and I think most women have a former lover in their past that was so bad that he has earned a nickname. You know, in this case, this guy's going to be the stabber.
For the rest of his life, among this group of girls, because of his motion, his technique during the during sex, he's the stabber.
He's the stabber. That's how she'll refer to him, because she tells the story to all of her friends, and somebody in the group nicknames him the stabber, and whenever his real name comes up or whenever he comes up again, they'll refer to him as the stabber, and everybody knows who he is. Mm-hmm. So give us a call right now. We don't want to know the history behind and or the technique. We just want to know the nickname. And then I think we'll be able to figure out exactly what he was doing wrong. 404-741-Q100. Melissa accidentally sort of told us about one of them earlier this morning.
Well, there was this guy, when I dated guys, there's this one guy who, when we made out, it was one time, I got to say. And it was just, he was a slobber dude. I don't know what to call him because he just.
Slurpee.
Slurpee. Because
He'd be slurpy.
His saliva would come out of his mouth everywhere he pressed his lips. So it was on my neck, my ear, my mouth.
Then it would come up amongst Melissa's girlfriends every time they go to a 7-Eleven. Right. They'd be like, hey, Melissa, you want a Slurpee?
Slurping.
God, it's tough
and
being
this
a guy.
This can work for guys, too, with women, because we do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What do you got?
Come on.
I know the technique, but I don't know the proper nickname that I would give her.
See, I don't think I've ever done this as a guy.
Maybe the jackhammer?
Oh.
Yeah. You just got, the Roadrunner. I don't know.
The conversation we were having off the air, we could have the wetback.
Yeah. Wetback.
All right, don't tell us what it was all about. Mike, just tell us the nickname that you used for the really bad ex-lover.
It wasn't my ex-lover. I actually had a friend in New Hampshire who was a girl, but she nicknamed her ex-boyfriend Chewy.
Thank you, sir. That's all we need from you. Thank you.
They could go in a couple different directions.
Yeah.
404-741.
None of them good.
Didn't one of your friends burn a motorboat?
Yes.
He could have been the motorboat.
It wasn't one of my friends, but one of my dudes in Texas swore that was the greatest maneuver ever, Alfie, that he was the motorboater. And I remember sitting around going, if you really want to satisfy Stacy, this is the way you do it, making the motorboat sound. Really, dude? And then I think I probably tried it.
Just for the record.
He's like, what is going on?
I think this is in the Bible, but you're not supposed to take lovemaking advice from a guy named Alfie.
Hey, Mimi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Doberman.
Hi. Now, just the name of the Nick, the really bad ex-lover.
The Wee Man.
That's easy.
The Wee Man.
Okay.
Ouch.
I had a friend call a guy Littlefoot.
Oh. Lynn. Hey, Lynn.
Hello.
Good morning.
We called him the Jackhammer.
Yeah. That one can go both ways. 404-741-Q100. Hey, Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Great.
My friend's nickname for her ex was FP.
F as in Frank?
Correct.
FP. We're going to need a little more than that.
It's going to be a tough one.
Freak penis.
Freak what?
Freak penis.
Freak penis. Did he have one of those things that went up?
No circumcision.
Oh, the aardvark. Yeah. One of my former roommates was the aardvark.
Dude. Just for the record. No man should have a nickname for a penis.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
You guys ever seen those ones that bend like straight up? Like they go like this way?
Nope.
Me neither. Good morning, Whitney. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
We called him Squishy.
Squishy.
Oh, that's not a good one.
That's not good at all.
That is terrible.
Poor guy.
A little Squishy McSquisherson.
Hey, Amber, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi. His name was The Choker.
The Choker?
Oh. Yes.
Ooh, that'll freak you out. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
He needed to be on. She's still scared of that guy.
That could have been him. Maybe he just got something caught in his throat when he started choking.
Mm-hmm. All right, the nickname that you still use for your former really bad ex-lover.
The Plunger.
The Plunger.
Oh, that's awesome. And it only probably took three. Plunge, 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 done.
And I'm out.
And three, flush.
Three plunges.
Good morning, Q100.
Yes, hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, the pig farmer.
The pig farmer?
Oh, I'm afraid.
Was he a pig farmer?
He was a pig farmer.
Okay.
Well, that's not really a nickname as much as it is a description.
A profession.
Yeah, his job.
Yeah. I called him the lawyer. Good morning, Q100. Hi.
Hi. I had an ex-boyfriend that we called the Vampire Pickle Boy.
The Vampire Pickle?
It's a great band name.
Is anybody drawing a...
Is it...
Oh, I think I know. But I can't tell you on the air. You have to turn off our mics.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, we'll be right back in one sec.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Do it then.
Aha! Is that it?
Did you hear that?
Did I hear what?
What Jen's guess was on that one? The vampire pickle? Okay.
We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Jen's obviously dated him also.
404-741-Q100. These are fun.
VPB.
Hey, Pam, good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fine.
All right. The nickname you still use for the former ex-lover.
Mr. False Start.
Offsides.
Rich, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. The ex I have, we used to call it a scraper.
Oh, ouch.
That's not good.
Oh. Yeah, that's bad.
Mm. Is that with fingers or?
No.
No, that's with the...
Yeah.
We've talked about that before. Either you're really good at that or you're not good at all. Sorry. Hi, Natasha.
Hi.
Good morning.
I have two. One's from one of my exes and one's from a friend. My ex we call Vegas. And her ex, Chin Licker.
Chin Licker? His move was the chin lick?
Ew.
Nasty.
So, I need to know this one. So he used to just lick her chin?
No, that's just like how he kisses. Like he eats her whole face and her chin.
Ew. That's gnarly.
Oh, God. The chin licker is hilarious, though. And you know that's all they refer to him as in her group of friends.
Gross.
Oh, that's funny. I don't understand what Vegas was.
Chin and Licker and Slurpee are brothers.
Whoa. Yeah.
Here, Bird Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.